Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the ultra exclusive. Only those that know. Bubba the Love Sponge Show podcast. It completes some of our podcasts is our regurgitated stuff. Some of it's back in the day stuff. Some stuff's ultra exclusive, and the only way you can get it is right here.
Yeah, we had a few of the older stuff over the weekend, some throwbacks, Richard Marx and stuff like that.
Oh, nice.
Dick Butkus,
yep.
See, that shit works too. Podcasting is doing so good to us. I told a few people in the podcasting world, you know, I think we're approaching 5 million downloads.
It's right around the corner.
Yeah. And they're like, really? I'm like, yeah, I got 5 million downloads on my pod. I'm approaching 100,000 on my YouTube. I'm at 137,000 on my Facebook. Insta's growing. TikTok's growing.
Woo.
Everybody's into Insta. And we used to be... We never really got into Insta, and then Anna took over, and she's been doing well with it. But, you know, like, I feel like, and it's not Anna because anything you're not doing correctly. I just feel like, you know, we don't really necessarily program to Insta. There's certain stuff that you need to do to really expedite your growth on Insta, and we don't. Mm-hmm. Not just because we don't have time. I mean, like, fuck, if we got like about 5-6 different ways that we're slicing this motherfucker up, you know, including this podcasting deal. But I wish our Insta was bigger. Our Insta's fairly lit. What is our Insta numbers?
19.5?
Yeah, that's not too bad. I mean, you know, I wish
it's pretty low.
Pretty shitty.
19.5.
Say it, Blitz. Pretty shitty.
Pretty shitty.
And not saying shitty on you, Anna. You've taken it from 15 to 19. Like, I'm just saying, like, just we don't. Kind of what Insta's kind of for hot chicks.
Yeah, and we got in kind of late on the Insta game too.
Yeah, and are we decent in the TikTok world?
I know
I owe you a bonus.
Yeah, another one hit this weekend too. I'm 18.2 now.
We're at 18.2.
Yeah.
Now is that 18,200 followers?
Yes.
And is that what you're judged by? Is your followers?
Yeah, and because like,
I see some of our videos have done like 250,000 views or something like that, but I guess it doesn't correlate to followers per se.
It does with likes because it gets you more on the front page because now our videos are averaging like the last one we put out 500, then it went 110, 148, 394, 793,000. So you're kind of like pushed ahead.
You got to put that. I mean,
yeah, no kidding.
I'm thinking that's shitty.
No, I knew what he meant.
794 is shitty.
Well, the thing is on Instagram, or I'm sorry, on TikTok, 794,000 is like, nah, it's okay.
Yeah.
You know,
we wanted that million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it helps with the likes.
Definitely.
And when you start getting videos like back to back to back like that, then they start putting you more toward
the algorithm. And you know what? It's just an all big fucking algorithm.
Oh, that's what it is. And it's hard to figure out.
And you don't know. Well, you can't figure it out.
Well, that's the whole, they don't want you to.
Right.
Because the problem is, and I get it, then people will game the algorithm that shouldn't be there.
Right. But I mean, it's like that one Facebook video that I did. It made a lot of money, and it was me kicking the shitty band out.
Yeah,
it didn't do the. I was telling this story actually to Tony. I was actually telling this story to Rico and the girl that's doing Fatheads Eyewear, you know, social, and they're trying. Everybody's trying to do social now, and you know we're kind of good on social. And I'm like, listen, let me just give you an example of how fucking unpredictable it is. Mm-hmm. I had this shitty ass band that didn't make sound check the night before.
and I had to kick him out. So, you know, like somebody followed me between breaks when I was off the air, and I just said, hey, listen, guys, out. You know, you got to get out. You guys suck. It really wasn't that funny. We put it up on YouTube back in 2000. I think we put it on YouTube fairly thereafter it happened.
Yep.
And
didn't
really
do anything.
Didn't do much. I mean, maybe 4,000 or 5,000 views. Not much. You know, nothing's, you know, huge. You know, like Jeannie Cakes is, you know, popping her 35-year-old cyst. Did 1 million views. Of course, weren't able to monetize it because it was cyst, you know, stuff. But nonetheless, we do have a couple videos and some shorts that have hit 1 million. Now, if you can hit 1 million views on YouTube, you're fucking killing it. Now, there's some people that scratch their ass with 1 million views, like Cletus McFarlane and some of these guys. Million.
Right.
There's some of these guys that'll open up a video and they'll have 1 million in one day. But nonetheless, 1 million's a lot for us.
Did you see his event this past weekend?
No, was it packed?
The pre-sale sold out, so he was telling people, don't even come to the track, there are no tickets, so don't show up.
What event was it? There was a line of
people trying to get tickets.
What was the event?
I honestly don't know exactly which one it was, but I just saw that they were telling people, if you haven't bought a pre-sale ticket, there are not any tickets, so stop coming.
Yeah, that'd be great to have. You know what? I think NHRA was selling. I think it sold out too.
Awesome.
So I'm going to make next year's event so much better, and I might even make it a station event. Because Blitz, if I got two RVs from Giant Recreation World, we could all easily fit.
Yeah,
like you and Anna could have one RV as a couple in the back. And we might need three RVs because we might need four.
Yeah.
Because we have couples. But you know, Romina, first of all,
it's
let's
okay.
just
okay. I
honest.
Don't have to go.
Yeah.
Me and Lemmy can bunk up together.
Yeah.
That's cute.
We'll get two.
We'll make it work.
We'll get two and make it work.
But we'll have like tents and have stuff set up outside. Like we'll have a little thing set up.
Because it's pretty fucking cool.
And you know where you want us parked at and stuff now, too.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of got the lay of the land where when I talk to my boy Josh, I'm like, Josh, fucking A, let's get
this.
In front of this. I like to be up. I want to be where Rico parks.
Yeah.
Because Rico literally parks from here to our – Rico kind of parks Blitz. It would be kind of – if I was to explain it to you. Remember when we used to park at Daytona where you were just that close to where you needed to get in at?
Yeah.
That's where Rico parks.
Yeah, that's where we need
Rico parks like – and they allow vendors and, you know, so we could get that spot.
Sure.
But you got to have a golf cart or you're fucked.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, what was I talking about earlier? Social networking numbers. So, you know – I don't think we'll ever be players in the Instagram deal because, I mean, you literally got to be some hot bitch with some titties hanging out. And
right, breastfeeding.
Yeah, breastfeeding.
Yeah, that's a new thing. I was showing Anna this weekend. So I loaded up my thing a while back and I was like, hey.
Up your thing. You got to tell me what
my
your
Instagram
thing.
App.
Okay.
Because
you got a lot of things.
I know. My Instagram app. Because I saw a news story that said, hey, they're allowing breastfeeding on Instagram. Like, it's like real titties hanging out, and then like a kid will latch on, but it's like full bare naked tits.
I kind of think that's hot sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah.
I get hot on
but
that
like
deal.
When you're scrolling around not expecting it, it's like, whoa, this is Instagram.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, this is Instagram.
I'm hijacked to that. Yeah, hey, I'm not on OnlyFans. I'm on Instagram, and I'm watching tits.
Right.
You know, we were getting in, and wasn't it sad today on the regular show, here we are, and, you know, Iggy kind of gives me a little Iggy. Mm-hmm. And then a few other people are like, listen, guys, you might want to slow your roll a little bit. And then I see that. And then I throw it over to Blitz. I'm like, Blitz, are we getting a little close? Blitz is like, maybe. You know,
right.
maybe.
Right.
So and then we back it all down and shit. But it's just like.
I know that they're, you know, without getting into it, they're way more sensitive about some other stuff. But still, you don't want to. You know,
it's like everybody's, it's like you got to know where you are and what that particular platform's hotspot is.
Yes.
Because, I mean, like.
And this is how it works with all the platforms, but they let you say whatever you want as long as they like what you're saying.
Right. And here's the thing, the troll game. I mean, it's just like, it's so easy just to fuck with people now. I literally, I've never done this and I really don't think I have time to do it. I don't think anybody has time to do it. Not even Anna. Anna's probably actually one of the busiest people we have here, but nonetheless, because she rolls and whatever.
20-mile bike rides.
20-mile bike rides, fucking.
That was fun.
Anna, you had a certain, I don't know, I think these brunches that you do put you in real good moods.
They do.
Like for Monday, I was kind of dragging ass a little bit. I don't know if I hit my, I don't know if that I did that, that I hosted that good of a show today, but you were looked like you were just full of energy. And,
just had so much life in me after these brunches. I mean, 10 hours of brunching.
Yeah.
Now, how do you, can I ask a question?
Yes, yes.
Because
brunch is not supposed to end at midnight, by the way.
What do you do at these brunches? Just drink and eat?
Time just slips away from you. Yes, we show up late, at least I did, with Jennifer. And then we roll in.
Naba.
Sorry.
Nice ass, bad attitude.
Nice ass, bad attitude. Great attitude, actually. Mm. And then we start drinking. And we start drinking. It gets away from us. And then the waiter is like, are you guys ordering food or what? And we're like, oh, yeah, sorry. That's like at the menu.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry.
We've been bullshitting, drinking mimosas. I'm three mimosas deep. I don't even know
mimosas.
If I have
mimosas
or whatever.
Bitches were throwing down shots. We got fucking margaritas going.
Tony Stewart's PR girl.
Yeah.
Ashley.
The one that was here?
Yes. She was supposed to meet Tony at some event, like some autograph. Tony had like an autograph thing at noon, from noon to 12:30, like on Saturday or something. Well, she was with Alexis the night before, and they were doing shots of this new whiskey that her dad's coming out with. And she did four shots of whiskey, and she missed the signing.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God.
Was Tony mad about that?
No, Tony didn't give a fuck, because Gooch was there. Like, who's going to start shit with Gooch, right?
Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But she came running in. It was like at 12:10, and she's like, "Oh my God, I'm late!" And I was like, "Don't worry about it. When we got it handled."
When you were following him on his moped,
yeah.
What were they? What was that thing they were carrying?
It was a photographer that was running film.
Okay, that's what I thought it was, like on a stabilizer deal.
Yeah, like on a big body, like kind of like your Sony. You know, your Sony that we shot stuff on?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Kind of like a... Now, do those kind of cameras shoot better video?
Absolutely.
They do?
Yeah.
Now, the one that I got ripped off, that M90, would that have shot video?
No, but the newer ones do.
Yeah. That was just a straight picture taker, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, what could I have used any of my lenses?
Technically, the one I have is a picture taker, but they've made them now where they're really good on video.
But, well, the one you had shot video like a motherfucker.
I know. But they're originally made for picture taking.
But is yours a picture taking one or a video one?
So technically it's a picture taking one, but nobody buys that one for picture taking. They buy it for video.
So it's capable of both of what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Meanwhile, my M90 old Nikon was only a picture taker.
Correct, but the newer versions that are just like that are better at video.
And they're not that expensive, aren't they?
The bodies aren't. The lenses are what's expensive.
Now, I have some decent lenses. Or are picture taken lenses different than video lenses?
They can be different, but you can use a picture taking lens for.
I had some badass lenses and some. I think you know. I think you're familiar with my camera system.
I had this bitch
rip it off from me.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back when I was between Nikki and the Crick.
We used it at the track a few times with Tyler.
Yeah, I had this pretty badass.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought it with all my American Express points that I used to have back in the day. And I had like a couple really nice lenses.
Yeah, the one, like the body was decent, but you had two really nice, like the bigger zoom lens was like a super nice lens.
Yeah, and this fucking bitch came over to my house, Lummy, this Crick, and we fucked like two or three times.
I believe it.
And she was pretty fucking hot, and she was like, I think I had it out. No. She was going to a music, like a reggae music festival in St. Pete. Oh. Now, mind you, Blitz, I'd fucked her like three times. So, like, we were kind of hanging out.
Yeah.
Like, not dating or going anywhere public, but she'd come over and we'd fuck.
Okay.
You know, you have those kind of friends at least I did.
When you're single, sure, why not?
When you're single and you're kind of a pimp.
Living
a fucking $1.5 million home. I mean, you know, fuck.
Fish tank.
Guarded gate, fish tank Willie.
Frenzy fuck.
three car carpeted garage with a tanning bed kicker.
Oh, no.
Fuck. Please. Sometimes, listen, Blitz, sometimes because fucking Richard was always so fucking nosy. And so if a girl would come over and she'd leave her car in the driveway, then he would be like,
who's there?
Who came over? This fucking hot chick. Oh, really?
Mind your business, she's a fucking hot Richard. Chick,
huh? Really? Next time she comes over, let me know.
Yeah,
I'll fucking get a picture, show her how big my cock is.
Yeah, start doing the helicopter in the front.
Yeah, and he would. Mm-hmm. So I started opening up the middle bay of the garage.
Yeah, well, that first one, most people aren't getting into.
Yeah. So, and I always had, like, some shit, bikes or something in there.
You used to keep your nicest cars there.
Yeah.
But
because I was the only one that could get in and get out without fucking scratching shit.
Yeah.
But the middle one, man, that was just a straight shot right in.
Yep.
It was the deepest one.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't fuck it up. So I would say, what kind of car you got? And be like, I got a Toyota Camry 2010. And his name's Winston. Okay. Well, listen, as soon as you get into my driveway, go to the middle garage door and I'd be watching and I hit
sure.
the, and I and pull right on in. And as soon as they would pull in, then I'd fucking hit the door and go right on down.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody knowing my business. So this bitch that was blasting hot as fuck, and she's like, oh, I'm into photography too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to a reggae festival in St. Pete. I'd love to use your gear. And I'm like, well, yeah, we're supposed to see each other next week, you know. Like, and we had plans. Like,
sure.
we had an every Wednesday fucking thing going on.
Okay,
like, you know. And so I'm thinking, well, yeah, I mean, fuck, you know, I've seen her three Wednesdays in a row, or you know, whatever. She's cool. I got her phone number. She ain't gonna, you know, she's cool. I have too much trust in people. Well, guess what? That was the last Wednesday I saw the bitch after she took my fucking camera and three of my lenses.
Oh.
So I was like, well, just take the whole bag. She's like, no, I got my own bag. I'll just take your body, your automatic. I had one of those automatic winders.
Well, it wasn't a film camera.
Oh, I know, but it went, you know, it was.
Yeah, yeah.
It was. Went fast.
Yeah, no, it did.
And so she's like, I'll just take the body and the winder or whatever the fuck it was and two of these lenses, well, both of which were my badass lenses.
Of course, yeah.
And never saw her again, and she fucking disconnected her phone number.
What a cunt.
Probably, I'd say arguably, but it's back then, probably 5,000 worth of fucking equipment.
Easy.
5,000.
Was she a good fuck?
Yeah, she
not worth that though.
Not really. She had a great body, a great face, but just not a good fuck.
Mm.
Not a good fuck.
Even the camera, like the camera, you
and then
have,
more of a bad fuck that she's a thief.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Blitz. What?
Even the camera, like you have in front of you, your main camera,
yeah,
is decent. Like I have that extra camera that's going to be on us eventually. It's back here, and it has, like, a little rig in it. Like, we could use that for filming. It's not as good as the one I have, but, like, it'll still do.
Yeah, on here, it'll look good as fuck when you get
Can't wait.
We got a Sony for you.
Yeah.
Your boyfriend.
And the camera, well, the camera that she has now, I just put in there, like, a month or so ago, and it's a good one.
It's better than it was.
Definitely.
Because she had a job camera. Straight from Jobville, I think, didn't she?
The one that was there before was shitty at best.
Because before she was full-time, that was kind of like the fill-in deal. Like, you know,
Yeah.
That would be our last spot to put somebody.
The original cameras when I got here weren't that great, but that one especially was horrible.
It was like a 1999 home job.
Yeah.
It might have been a holdback from when Hamill was
run
here.
This into Bub real quick. Because I was going to show you on the camera, but I forgot you can't see. So this is the 4 studio camera, but it's set up kind of like mine. It has a little cage on it, you know?
What about the Rico told me to ask you about these 360 cameras.
I've got one.
Well, of course you've got everything.
But some of the like the new ones are awesome. But that's the same camera. Like, what's that?
Okay, I'm holding this camera.
So that's the same camera you have there, but like it can be used not upside down, but
oh. Why would you hold it on top? This feels uncomfortable right here.
Well,
hey, buddy.
It's sort of like if you're standing up and you have like a waist level shot. But like remember how mine had the handles on the side?
Yeah, yeah. You had like a mini gig gimmick going
on. Yeah, but see, that has the same cage on it, so I can put my handles on that one.
Oh, yeah, okay. So you can hold it like this.
And that's our camera, by the way. It's your camera, but... Now, I've got those cages, basically, for all the cameras, because there's a clamp that can hold the cables on it.
Don't forget, one of these days, we're going to have a podcast set. One of these days.
I know.
Up there at the stage. And I feel that you're going to do... I think you'll do a lot of that.
Oh, I would love to.
Like, why don't you guys do girly time as a filmed podcast?
Girly time?
Brunch time podcast.
Oh, Bubba, we can't be doing that.
Why, like the...
Get fired from everything.
We'd be... Even on a podcast?
Yeah.
We wouldn't get fired.
There were some epic rants that happened that can never be heard by anyone.
I had an epic rant on...
Sure you did.
Friday night at Enrico's bus. And I got into religion.
Yeah. Oh, that's the worst.
And they are all with me. And I'm like, I'm telling you right now. And so hold on. I was a little bit high, too. Like I was.
Well, I hope so.
I was real high.
Okay. Talking to God yourself.
Yeah, I'm like. And I'm with Rico and his social girl, Brittany, who's cute as hell.
Right.
Like 30, like your age, Anna, maybe a couple years younger.
Yeah, 25.
Like 26.
Yep, yeah, my age.
Mm-hmm. Actually, she's 31. Right. But anyway, cute as fuck, but reminds me of you and real cynical and shit. And she's like, we got into talking about God.
Mm.
And I was like, man, that's the biggest bunch of bullshit ever. And she's like, what? I go, that's the biggest bunch of bullshit ever. I go, watch. Now, I was tuned to fuck up.
Right.
I said, I could be a fucking preacher right now. You just got to talk in vague terms and, you know, like, and you're just basically.
Oh, you'd have been a great preacher.
You're basically like a used car salesman.
Right.
You know, and she's like, well, give me an example. Now I'm not very high right now, so I can't really get into character.
Very high right now.
Just a little.
But I was like, you know, I'd be up there. First of all, I'd have a badass church and I'd have my stage go clear into like it'd be like a theater in the round kind of deal, so you can get into, you know, because I did one performance in the round one time. Our first Bubba Palooza in Phoenix was in the round.
Yeah,
and I think everybody is familiar with in the round, where mm-hmm. the stage goes to the middle of the thing, and it's kind of a 360 deal for everybody down in the downstairs area.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her I would do it in the round. And then I have a guy like Lummy or Brent or somebody who really knows the Bible, like really, really knows the Bible.
Right.
And like make me memorize a few, just make yourself feel better fucking scriptures.
Right.
You know, but you'd be like, I know that there's a couple right now that are in this building that are having problems and you love each other, but you've lost that trust.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a way to get that trust back, but it's through tithing and working with each other and through believing in God.
Well, and
God's going to give you a receipt. And when you spend money, you get a receipt. And that's to validate what you have spent. And it's the long, I was just bullshitting.
Come
just
get this receipt.
Just completely bullshitting. And Rico was like, my God, I'm ready to fucking start a church right now with you as the preacher.
Well,
but then I would say, Anna, I would use my real life stories. I'd be like, you know what? I was a sinner. I used to, honest to God, I would have sex with two different girls a day.
That's disgusting.
And you weren't married?
No. And I'd be like, I just, for real, like, you don't understand. It's every part of every fiber that I have in my body.
And you felt so bad about it too, didn't you?
To stand in front of you and to witness to you about my past indiscretions and the bad. I was, until I found the Lord, I was consumed by the devil. The devil had me.
What does God say about squirting?
The devil had me in every way. He had me in the debauchery and the sex and the money and the fame and the food. And, you know, I even made my girlfriend wipe my ass.
Oh no.
Preacher Bubba.
Yeah, and, you know, they says in Corinthians 1:14 that, you know, your girlfriend shouldn't have to wipe your ass for you. You know what I'm saying?
Unless you're married.
But you could just fucking shake people right on down.
Yeah, people are dumb.
Well, what they have now, too, I've seen a lot of it, is that the assistant pastors, what they do is on news events, they go in and find just generalized Bible verses And they can be like, you know, if something happens in the news, you know, God talked about this in Corinthians and, you know, this is like, how we're going to work through it.
I'd be like, you know, we got this Jennifer Hawkins girl. She's 45 and she's, you know, she blasted her daughter's boyfriend 300 times. He was 16, just a child. There's so much devil in that home right now.
Yep.
And if you have a devil in your home, don't be afraid. Come here and get it out. Let me help you. I've been in the darkest side of the, I've been so consumed by the devil.
Turn to Jesus.
Turn to Jesus. And it says in section, you know, 1-9 or 4-9 or 3-9 or in Genesis 5-9 or 6-9 or,
yeah,
you know, that Satan will get into your body and take over your entire life. And he did. He had every aspect of my life, all bases covered. And don't let him do that to you. Like Jennifer Hawkins is going to spend the rest of her life in prison for blasting a 16-year-old.
By accident, 300 times.
But listen, God will forgive her.
And you know what, ladies and gentlemen?
Why is God such a little chump?
Sucker.
Actually, I
said. Forgiving everything, everybody for everything.
I got to tell you, I was fucking with her and she was like, she goes, well, what if God doesn't like you doing this? I go, well, then I'll ask for forgiveness right before I fucking die. She goes, what do you mean? I go, well, fuck, there's people that they're getting ready to stick in the electric chair that says, I believe that God sent his son to die for my sins, and I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Spirit, and the yippee-yo. God, will you forgive me? I take you to be my little
See you in 5 minutes.
Right before they put the fucking target on my heart to blow it out with 7 fucking shooters, I'm fucking, my soul's going to heaven.
Yeah, but you know what the argument to that is. Sometimes, Bubba, you just don't know when you're going to die. Do you want to take that chance?
No, you're not. You're right. I got to fucking fake it right now. Like the other 3,400 people at this mega fucking church, fake the shit out of it. That's what my shirt should be called. My shirt should be called Faking the Shit Out
Fake
of It.
Fake this shit.
Faking the shit out of it.
Give it joy.
Go ahead and be able to frolic through life at work and with your coworkers and your family and your little bullshit neighborhood like you're all that. But really, you're giving your wife anal sex every fucking night, ripping the shit out of her.
Oh, my God.
In your private jet because you had to have a giant fucking G6.
Exactly.
That's Joel Osteen's
church. That's Bubba's fucking church right there. Joel Osteen can't get into real life. See, Joel's going to tell you how fucking cool he is and all the good shit you're supposed to do. I'm going to tell you how bad I was and all the bad shit I did because the devil made me do it.
You're not going to let any of those dirty refugees into your church either, are you?
If they got money, buddy, they're coming in.
No.
Yeah, refugees are usually rich.
I'm going to have it. You know what? I'm going to say, ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to tithe. I just charge admission.
Was it Katrina that he wouldn't let people
Harvey.
In?
Yeah,
oh, okay, Harvey.
It was Harvey. Yeah,
he was not letting people in the church because they were dirty.
I would be like, you know.
So filthy ass at my church.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to let you know this is such a non-conventional, you know, church. And the fact that we reverse engineering religion and the fact that we talk about the bad that I've done. And how good I'm, and how I'm working towards being better, because every one of us are sinners.
Yeah, every Jesus one Christ, of you, our Lord and Savior, accepts all.
Every one of you have walked in today having committed a sin, and you're going to commit more sins later tonight. Let me tell you about how fucking dirty my shit was. I fucked a girl in the ass and had dick poop stains on my cock.
Yeah. You had poopy dick.
Doesn't get any dirtier than that.
In Madeira Beach, and guess what? I wasn't related to her. She wasn't one by my wife. I did not love her. She was just a whore.
Amen, Bubba. Amen. Amen.
Was that Pastor Lummy?
Amen, Bubba. Amen. Preach it. Preach it on.
She was a dirty whore.
Dirty whore.
Shit, dick, and diddy whore.
You guys could be my comment, dirty whore.
Dirty whore.
And then you get a black girl playing. And then you get a fucking, you know, a black choir going, dirty whore, dirty whore. She wasn't nothing but a dirty whore. That's right. She was a dirty whore. But you know what? God has forgiven me for that whore.
Mm.
And he'll continue to forgive for me. But you know what I got to do? Is I got to ask for it.
What's God got against whores?
Nothing. He was a
But what I did was a sin.
Oh, well, yeah.
We're not talking about
shit.
God.
Literally.
God loved that whore, and he still loves that whore.
Mm.
Even though she took it in the ass, he still loves her. And you know what? The Romans, according to Scripture, 5-9 or 4-9 or 6-9, says the Romans liked it in the ass back in the day.
Romans weren't a Christian.
Don't
only
get
much
a technicality
later.
In my
sorry,
church.
Sorry about that.
This church
Pastor
isn't based
Clem.
On... This just church ain't based on
fact. On fact,
bitch.
You're right. It's faith. You can just make up whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, that's right.
The rest of the book is...
Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't... You know what? If you came to this establishment to hear facts, you're in the wrong place. But if you wanted to hear me give you faith and testimonials and real-life scenarios to make your life better, then you're at the right place.
Perfect.
See?
Yeah,
you
like
know what, ladies
already.
And gentlemen? I will misquote the Bible. In fact, quite frankly, I don't even refer to... You know what? I haven't read the fucking thing.
Fuck the Bible.
And it's boring.
You go to church and the guy says, fuck the Bible.
Fuck the Bible. Fuck the Bible. Let me fuck the Bible. Fuck the Bible. Some black girls in the back going. Some black girls in the back going. Fuck that Bible.
With the fans go. You gotta get the
fuck
fans.
Fuck the Bible.
Oh, I said fuck that Bible. Fuck that Bible.
I said fuck that Bible. I said fuck that Bible. You know what we're gonna do? We're gonna fuck that Bible. But what we are gonna do is we're gonna be better people when we leave this establishment today.
Yes, we are.
We're not going to yell at that guy in front of us. We're not going to get
rude. Fuck the bishop.
No, we're not.
We're not going to yell at that guy. That guy to cut you off, you're going to say, you know what? I'm going to try to back it down a notch. You know what? You're going to try to be nice to your wife tonight. She doesn't want to suck your dick. Give her a day off.
Give her a day off.
As a matter of fact, don't get that dick sucked and go do the dishes. It'll pay dividends. It's like the money you're putting in my collection plate. It's going to pay dividends, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, here, pass them around.
Amen.
Lummy, can you distribute the 5-gallon buckets to go throughout the fucking
What do they
hole?
Call that, by the way?
The collection plates. Yeah.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
But we're going to rename our something, something different.
You need something spicy.
And I got to think that, you know how we're going to a cashless society, right? I mean, really, for fucking real.
What, are we walking on with clovers?
Blitz, are you going to have like 30 guys with credit card processing machines?
Yeah.
Like, how do they do it in church now when they pass? I mean, it's still cash, ain't it? Well, or you put your EBT card in there?
They have Venmo, Cash App, and PayPal.
Shut the fuck up.
They do.
Do they have Zelle?
We're working on it.
We're getting on it.
It's taking cryptos.
Yeah, like, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, and then on the big screen TV back there, it'll show my big tithers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Iggy McGillicuddy with $1,000.
What?
Iggy McGillicuddy, $1,000. No. He's a disciple. It's not the Hall of Famous disciples.
Oh yeah. Blitz will be right back there in the control room running the AV department and just making us look good as fuck. Lummy, you're going to be dressed up in a really snazzy-ass suit.
Every time a certain nomination goes in.
Anna's going to be in charge of the background singers.
Oh, I thought that would be Rhett because they're a big African-American woman.
No, Rhett's in charge of, I don't know. We'll put
That's
him
fine,
in
I'll
suit.
Do concessions.
I'll be the merch crick of Jesus. No, the merch crick's going to be fucking selling Bubba is my God t-shirts.
All right, fine. I'm going to be God's merch crick.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have established poles throughout our place here, and we have religious pole dancing. We have some hot women.
Religious pole dancing. Mm-hmm. I like that shit.
And be like, listen, if God didn't give us the ability to pole dance, he wouldn't have invented it now, would he have?
Mm,
no, sure. God invents everything.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever.
Yeah, God didn't invent the pole for nothing.
Hey, listen, man. I mean, fucking the Bubba Army is practically a religion. It's a cult at best. Mm-hmm. Place.
It's a fun one.
Yeah, we're a fun cult.
Mm-hmm.
We're a nonviolent, user-friendly cult.
And we're open about being a cult.
And here's the deal. Man, why has cult got such a bad zing to it? Like, why can't... Isn't there some good cults?
This one? Sure. Well, they usually have a very charismatic leader. Check.
Check. Let's go through. Check.
Let's see what else. They
stick together.
They do. Sometimes they, there's like mass suicides. That's like a thing.
Well, we're not
all
gonna,
of them,
we're
but
not gonna do that one.
Yeah.
Like Jehovah's Witnesses. That's a cult.
I think that's considered a religion. But again, I think all religions are cults. So
yeah.
Let's see.
I think everything that's a group is a cult.
Right.
Pretty much.
I mean, if you as a group feel some, like, Blitz, I'm not trying to bring your shit into it, but, like, all of your guys that do your fireworks deal, you guys are all part of a group.
Yeah.
You guys probably all feel the same way about fireworks.
Yeah.
Right?
I hope so.
I mean, you may have different beliefs on how to wire some shit up, and, this flash will be better than that flash, but overall, genuinely, you have a huge affection for fireworks.
Correct.
And so you guys would, like, if some outsider started being like, man, fireworks are fucking stupid, what you fucking, you guys would band together and tell those fuckers, get out of our spot, get out of here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, that's a cult. When you band together to throw the naysayers out of your deal.
Well, I think the difference is a cult kind of has to have a leader, and we're just like a group. Now, we do have like a president.
Well, there you go.
But they're not really, he's not really a leader.
Well, it seems like cults share 4 common characteristics.
Tell me if we qualify for all 4.
I think we do.
Let me get I got to get the little sound effect deal here. Okay, okay. 4 characteristics as to whether the group you're hanging out with is a cult or not. Anna, go.
Number 1, authoritarian control. Cultism hinges on encouraging maximum dependency. People in the cult must feel incapable of living an individual life outside the norms of the group.
I don't know, but I think Heather Wiz can do without okay without us.
I don't think so. I think
Maria the Guatemalan can do good without us.
I sent you a link with like 10 of them.
Send it to me again.
It's on your screen. I was going to say, because it's just
on my
recognize
fucking
scope.
Screen. Right here?
A link.
Down here?
Because I was reading it. It kind of sounds like you. I mean,
what is a cult? Warning signs.
Oh, if you scroll down a little bit, there's 10 of them, I think.
Here we go.
You.
Absolute authoritarianism without accountability. Is that me?
Yes.
Okay. Zero tolerance. We are a cult.
What does it say?
Zero tolerance for criticism or questions.
Yeah.
Lack of meaningful financial disclosure regarding budget.
What's up.
I mean, yeah, it's $2,400 to be on our call.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, but that's full disclosure,
sure
ain't
is.
It? I mean, now, fuck you on point number three. We're very meaningful in the financial discussion we have here. We need you to give us $2,400 if you want to be in this cult. We'll give you a big-ass ring and fucking slap you on the ass and say thank you.
Well, John from Naples will slap you on the ass.
Unreasonable fears about the outside world that often involve evil, conspiracy, and persecutions. Yeah. That's my whole life has been a conspiracy and a persecution. Mm. look at this, Lummy. Fucking bullshit.
God damn it, Lummy. Why'd you do that?
Stupid. Pop that, Willie. All right, hold on. My sheet's fucked up.
Number five.
I know, but my fucking template got fucking yippee-o'd because my fat hand was sticking to it. Number five, a belief that former followers are always wrong for leaving and they're never a legitimate reason for anybody else to want to leave. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Ask Lynn Carr. We don't like him anymore. Oh. Abuse of members. Well, I mean, not physically, but certainly mentally, we abuse the shit out of everybody.
It's kind of our gimmick.
Records, books, articles, or programs documenting the abuses of the leader or group. Well, we're not trying to tell on ourselves.
No, what the hell is that? That's stupid.
Followers feeling that they are never able to be good enough. We want you to see. We're not that. We want you to feel good enough,
but not without us.
I mean, you're only good enough if your credit card gets fucking rejected and you don't make that $2,400
level.
Yourself.
Mm-hmm. Or steal your mom's
fuck
credit
yourself.
Card.
Oh, number nine is it?
A belief that the leader is right at all times.
Hey, what's up?
A belief that the leader is the exclusive means of knowing the truth or giving validation. I mean,
we got the fucking belt. I mean,
we're a cult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're the Bubba Army cult. But the thing about it, the minute you put that word in there, it fucks everything up.
Sure.
I mean, so why can't you be a
good
cult?
That's why we're Bubba Army, not Bubba Army cult.
B-A-C.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
See? Bubba Army cult. Mm. yeah, like if all these people I were dealing with this weekend, I've actually met a couple CEOs and stuff of some huge corporations that I'm looking to maybe do business with.
Nice. Yeah.
If I would have said, you know, I'm the leader of the Bubba Army. Okay, great. We have, you know, 76,000 followers on YouTube. We're 137,000, 138,000 followers on Facebook. We're 19.5 on the Insta, led by a woman that took her first breath as an Israeli.
Yes.
We are huge on TikTok, and we are the number one show on the number one radio program on the in the world on Twitch with 7 terrestrial affiliates, and you know,
preach,
and approaching 5 million on the podcast download, but we're a cult. Oh, we're not going to deal with a cult.
We can't
give free shit to a cult.
No way.
Yeah, but we're trying to break the stereotype. The stereotypes of cult, we're trying to be the good cult. You know, just like on The Wizard of Oz, there was the bad witch, but there was a good one. Mm-hmm. Glinda, remember that bitch rolled in and saved the day.
Sure did.
Remember?
Do we want to be that first good cult?
No.
Those are lame.
I think we're right, like squarely in the niche.
Good cults don't last. No staying power.
Can I ask you a question?
Why?
Because I'm fat and I'm white trash?
Yes.
Is it niche or niche?
It's both.
Because I hear both.
I switch it up depending on the day too. Niche.
No, but
niche.
Like, you know, you'll be talking to somebody and be like, you know, there's a certain little niche of people that you could get. You know,
I like saying niche because it sounds like French. Like I feel like I sound smarter when I say it that way.
But for years it's been niche.
Yeah.
I mean, like it's like only became niche like the last, you know, decade when people are trying to get fucking fancy on it.
Right, right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. But both are correct. Mm.
I got a poop coming on.
Uh-oh.
New poll. In a new poll, people view woke as a positive term. How the fuck can you view woke? As soon as I hear woke, I think of like somebody that's a fucking pussy that wants to be offended by everything.
So...
Now, what like, Blitz, as soon as you hear the word woke, what's the first thing off of your real man head? Like, in your thought, when you hear woke...
I don't know if I'm allowed to say that.
Okay. But based on what you... Can you edit your belief into something that is arable? Pussified?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, there you go.
And just real quick, to back to the niche versus niche thing. I just looked it up real quick, and it's niche is the common British version. Niche is the American English version. Okay. So they're both correct.
So if you're trying to be all Brit and shit, Anna, then you use niche.
That's what I say.
I don't want to be Brit and shit. Fuck so, Brit.
Niche.
But back to woke.
I heard London sucks.
Yeah, no, I don't.
My mom went to London with my late stepfather, Jeff, for like 3 months when he was over there doing...
Oh, that's right. She kind of lived there for a while.
On an assignment, yeah. And she's like, this fucking place sucks. She hated it.
Yeah, it's
gloomy. Their car got broken into. And
London's dangerous as fuck.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For real.
Yeah, it's getting
worse.
And
it's not the Londoners either.
Mm-mm. No, it's
people that are not from London. That's all I'm going to say.
Yep.
Very surprising.
Huh.
You know what? They're people not from London with good teeth. Nonetheless, pearly whites,
some
if
of
you
them.
Will.
Yeah, some of them.
What I mean, like, Anna, like, what do you uh-oh. Think when you think of woke? I think of some
good.
Fucking... Some rioting,
dude,
and
I'm
ass
so,
fucking teenagers.
To be honest with you, I'm not going to say anything crazy, but I'm so tired of it. And Blitz and I were watching a little bit of the Oscars last night, and it was just eye roll after eye roll.
Oh, my God. And
it was
literally like Jimmy Kimmel making left-wing jokes the entire night.
Oh,
making
really?
Fun of the January 6th stuff. And it was so bad.
Enough. It's a hackneyed joke and... thing. I'm just tired of hearing about it.
It's hack.
Yeah.
It's like almost woke's being hack. It's like your safe hack.
Well, here's the funny thing now is that a lot of people are saying that they hate when people talk about and use the word woke. So they're trying to like bring it back around.
So are they trying to make woke a bad term? So like the N-word or something?
Well, I mean, not quite like that, but they're trying to say if you go around saying that you don't like people that are woke and use the term woke, that you're the problem.
Well, so, which yeah, goes back the, to what yeah. we
like
were talking about.
Like, they're using it in a derogatory sense.
But it goes back to saying where you really can't even fucking have an opinion about it.
I know.
Like, I can't say, you know, I think the term woke is stupid, and it's for a bunch of fucking, it's the continuation of the pussification of America. We're getting woke means we're becoming soft and everything's offensive and nobody can really, really, really absorb any really hard truths because you can't handle the fucking truth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what woke is. Woke is that.
Oh, you would have been pissed off at soccer on Saturday because, man, parents are pussies.
Was it woke soccer?
Oh, my God. I wanted to fucking beat some dads up.
Because Walker's is rolling around like the fucking pimp that he is, and he knocks a couple kids over, and dad's like, oh, my God.
No, because these fucking dads and shit were like on like the five-year-old side, and their kids would like run over to our side and start doing all our shit or taking balls or pushing kids, and the dad just watched. And then finally the coach is looking and goes, I can't say anything because I'll get in trouble without saying it. And then the dad comes over and grabs the kid's hand and goes, come on back over here and we'll go to ice cream after. Mm-hmm. He literally said, we'll go to ice cream if you're still on our field.
Well, if the coach had a whistle and went, hey, five-year-olds over there, don't get into this area. This is for the littler kids.
Get your shitty little kid out of here.
All you five-year-olds, you older boys, kids, whatever, stay over there.
He's not allowed. He tossed his hands up.
What do you mean he's not allowed?
He's not allowed to say anything.
Hey, Fred, we got a complaint over the weekend that you blew the whistle too hard at little Johnny.
You yelled at the kids that were not in their thing, and their parents didn't do anything.
The problem, though, is that we can't be doing that, and we're going to have to ask you not to.
Little Johnny cried. So you're going to be suspended.
So you're going to have to ask me not to come back?
Yeah.
Fucking, are you kidding me?
We're not really asking you to come back. We're kind of telling you you can't come back.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Don't be listening to AM 820 tomorrow, motherfucker. I got a flame-throwing AM, buddy. I'm going to put some fucking
full power
on your ass, bitches.
But just the way that they didn't punish him and they promised him that they were going to go grab some ice cream after, as long as he stayed on the field, was like, are you fucking kidding me? My Walker would be off the field into the car and not playing the rest of the day.
Yeah.
How about it with a small little ass whipping?
Oh, it would be an ass whipping. Ashley agreed with me on that one, too. So I was like,
I mean, like, you know, I actually got to think that when it comes to whipping some ass, you'll be the pussy about it.
Oh, I'll discipline. I mean,
no, you will not. No, I'll have to tell you.
No, he will, and then he'll cry about it.
I won't be ass. I will. That's true.
Listen, I did. When I used to spank Tyler, I would go cry.
I know.
I really would. I'd be like,
you weren't like that crying.
Oh, I would be fucking tore the fuck up because he'd be in there crying.
Sure.
And I put like three hard ones on his ass.
I hate you, Dad.
And he'd be like, yeah, that's what he's saying now.
Oh, shit.
There's no more spankings, and he hates me more than ever.
Jesus.
Man, that whole situation has just got me just, you know what?
I'm sure.
I try so hard not to show it, but it is just tearing me apart.
I'm sure.
Not having a relationship with him. He's my son. I love him so much. I think I've had a lot to do with his, you know, where he's, where, you know, his talent and what he's doing and... I've just been completely shit on and just thrown away. I've just been thrown. How do you throw a parent away? I mean, you know.
I actually think about it a lot, too, because, you know, I knew him growing up and then when he was working here. And, like, I have no issue with him. You know, but, like, so if I saw him out somewhere, like, I would say hi and talk to him. But it's like.
And I want you
after
to.
After that. Oh, sure. But, like, after that, like, what do I say? You know, I don't want to be like, hey, call your dad. And which I would say that. But, like. I don't want to press it too much, make it uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And
oh, just like, I mean.
Like, without getting in the middle of it, but like also, but like,
in the middle of what? The middle of the fact that your girlfriend hates my guts because I won't put up with any of her crap. And I'm trying to man you up to realize it in a health. Not that I'm the barometer of healthy relationships,
mm-hmm.
but you are in a very unhealthy relationship. She is running you. Like, it's just, and as a parent, I'm trying to stick up for my son.
Sure.
And you don't see it that way.
He doesn't.
You see it as me trying to be mean or a dick. And don't you understand that I have a parenting instinct to try to, you know, I don't know, protect my son, my child. And when I see a woman. And listen, I've made all these mistakes. I have.
Yeah, but were people telling you back in the day, too, hey, you're making a mistake?
Yeah.
You still did it because you didn't, like,
I didn't. You know, I did have a little bit of, like, maybe a three-month blow-up with my mom one time over Heather.
Right. Mm.
But it was 3 months, and we got our shit back together, And even Heather, like, you know, apologized, and we all, you know, I think it was the Tara wedding situation, and I completely fucked up, and, you know, Tara forgave me.
That's cool. She's going to that rocket launch.
3 or 4 months. Yeah. And supposedly she said that she gets to, like, I guess that she's going to get some unbelievable access, like access that, I'm trying to read her.
I would assume she's going to watch it basically from the press area.
Yeah, or perhaps maybe even somewhere a little bit different based on being an employee of NASA. Maybe they have a friend, maybe they have a family of
big
time.
So I know during the shuttle launches, they used to set up like a big bleacher section in front of launch control, which is basically right next to the press area.
My sister, now is Elon, is he French?
He's South African.
He's like on his dad.
Do they speak, is his native tongue French?
It's Afrikaans, isn't it?
No, I'm asking Anna.
It's either probably English or Afrikaans, which is like Dutch.
She said, by the way, I do speak, she speaks, Tara speaks France. Tara speaks France.
She speaks France?
Yeah.
How does she do that?
No, she speaks French. Can you? I guess she's pretty fluent in French.
Oh, nice.
The only French that I ever did with Tara was when we used to kiss.
What?
Jesus.
What?
I'm just fucking with you guys. Make sure you're paying attention. I got a shit. I got shit. Blitz, did you see where the space station, the SpaceX capsule splashed down not too far from Tampa?
Yeah, I was following it.
Were you tracking?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Yep. Like with a telescope or a visual eye?
Well, I tried to look at it outside, but I must have looked too late. Because I know people that were able to see it
with the vision, with the naked eye.
Yeah, but I was also tracking the helicopter. Basically, is what it was. They usually have an airplane too, but it was out of service. And then the ships that they go get it with. It was just north of like Clearwater, but off the coast quite a bit.
But how far off the coast? Maybe 50 miles.
Not even. I don't think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now how and they're like, is the crew to pick them up there within minutes? Like, are they?
Oh yeah, they're right there.
They probably got some unbelievable technology.
They had like spotlights because it was at nighttime. Mm. So they had spotlights like shining on the parachutes and
now,
stuff as it's coming down.
Is it literally like one of these things that when you watched Tom Hanks in Apollo 13 or whatever, is that what they splashed down in?
Yes.
Really?
Just like they used to do it old school.
And
so just cheaper, more efficient that way.
I know, but like how do they? Okay, so just a few days ago, these motherfuckers were at the space station, right?
Correct. Then some of them have been there for like a half a year.
All right. So it's time to come back.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's two Americans, a Japanese astronaut, and a Russian cosmonaut.
It was five. Yeah.
It was called Crew 5, but there's four people.
And so what type of device do they use to get away from the space station?
They're called Draco jets. They're just little tiny jets.
Yeah.
And they just pulse off and on.
And they just get... Now, can somebody send me a picture of a Draco jet? And does it now, Blitz? Is it sketchy when they're trying to get back through the atmosphere? Remember we had one of the space shuttles fucking, you know, disintegrated, didn't it?
Yes.
And do they have to do the same? They have to re-entry, right?
Correct.
And it's just as violent and hot for that for whatever they're going in, right?
Yes, but they just have to have like a smaller heat shield.
But all they're in is that little fucking capsule, right?
Yes.
So the Draco, that just gets them to the edge and how does it
work? Even at the space station, they have microgravity. So they're still being pulled towards Earth. So they just use these little Draco jets, or the Super Draco is what they use now. And it just kind of pushes them a little bit closer towards Earth. And then gravity does the rest, and then they start hitting the atmosphere, and it causes drag. And
all right, so they're in these little fucking things, mm-hmm. and it just starts kind of going toward.
You see the little jet going on,
right here.
Yeah, that's a little.
And so it just starts going heading to Earth. Yeah, right.
They just use it to like kind of push away from the space station, and then push them basically down towards Earth.
Now, are they in this part
the
or
top
that
part?
They're in that part,
yeah.
where the jet is.
Yep.
And it starts pushing them to Earth.
Yep. Very slowly.
Now, is this like a rudder system or something?
Those are solar panels. So that part all pops off. It's just the top part that comes down.
So when they start getting closer to Earth, then does the Earth then just suck you through the big fucking, you know, like, how does it work?
So you start...
I don't understand. Are you with me on this?
I'm just as confused as you are, Booba.
Right. You start hitting the atmosphere way up there, so it causes a little drag, and just that will cause you to slow down and start falling even faster. Here's the crazy part, I think. So they've been calling it now for, like, days, basically, but they said, look, the thing's going to splash down exactly right here at exactly 9:02, and that's exactly what it did.
For real?
Yeah.
So they had the boys out there probably 50, 80 yards, 100 yards. You know.
The boats were out there all day, and they knew exactly, like, they were like, that's going to go through the atmosphere, it's going to go here.
I wonder if any private citizens tried to go out there.
There were a few, but not like, so remember the first one they had that was kind of up towards, like, Destin?
Yeah.
When there was, like, Trump, they guys had Trump flags
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, it ended up being like a big fucking redneck sandbar.
Yeah. So this one was during the night, so you really couldn't see anything.
I think there's a video from it, because it seems
yeah, that's
like
it.
Okay.
All right, now let me see this.
It's not the best video, Bubba,
endurance.
But
well, there isn't a best video. That's all you
atmosphere.
Could see.
Oh, okay.
Now, Blitz, could you have seen that from the naked eye?
Yes.
So this is a view from
but I know
the
some
recovery
people that did.
Ship itself of Crew Dragon reentering Earth's atmosphere.
So there's a spotlight, right, Blitz?
Yeah.
Now, how high up are they at this point? Like 75,000 feet?
Honestly, I don't know, but I'm going to guess something like that.
Have communication with them because you can see.
So, Blitz, when you got like a Citation 10 or a Gulfstream that can go up to like 50,000, because you know, realistically. Now, I mean, that's high, and you probably on a jet like that is designed to be super efficient up there.
Yeah.
Probably. Now, not every jet can go up there. Like, your average little Citation and bullshit like that can't even go up there. You have to be certified to go to flight level 50.
Sure.
Like right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's probably only... Now, can they go any higher? And or do you get to a point where you are... Where does space start? Like, basically what I'm trying to talk to you about is, like, I'm familiar with, like, aviation and how high aviation can go. Now, I don't know if some military can go higher than that.
Yeah,
but
so our military spy planes, like the U-2 spy plane, can go, they say above 70,000. There's rumors that it's maybe more like 80,000. But that's, I mean, they're basically wearing, like, spacesuits in the plane.
Okay, so we know that there are some private, you know, pressurized, you know, jets that people can use that will go to 50,000. I don't know of anybody going higher than that, but I do know, like, I follow some aviation things on Instagram and stuff, and it was a pilot that was in a Citation 10, and it was him at 50,000, flight level 50. And he said, you know, this is about as high as we can go.
Yeah, I think, like 55 is like the limit. There's a few jets that'll do close to that, but they usually stay around the 45 to 50 at the most.
Right. So where does it start getting? Where does space start? 100,000?
Good question. Because I don't think there's actually a set height. Because remember that guy that jumped out of that balloon and that did the free fall, Felix Baumgartner. Yeah, the Red Bull. He was, like, technically in space, and I think it was, like, 150,000 feet, something like that.
Did he get up that high?
I believe so.
Did he die?
No, he's fine.
So he fell out.
He jumped out in free fall.
He took, like, a hot air balloon kind of bullshit, right?
Yeah, custom-made just to do this.
To go to 100 and, you said 150?
Something like that.
You'd have to have all kinds of suits, and he jumped out. I'm trying to find a high spot here. And he jumped out and made it?
Yeah.
So where, if entering the Earth's atmosphere causes this one space shuttle and all this fucking friction, wouldn't this guy have been dead?
I'm the guy.
I said
Felix Baumgartner.
What?
And that was 2010. It was called the Red Bull Stratus.
Fuck that.
Well, you had to think, too, so... You know that
fuck. Mommy won't even get on the fucking Himalaya at the fucking State Fair, let alone this bullshit.
Here's the thing, though, Bubba. This, and I think it was 120,000 feet, but this guy's going 0 miles an hour right now, basically, where the spaceship starts out doing 17,500 and has to slow down.
So he's floating right there?
Yeah, he's on a balloon tether.
But he started on the ground, right?
Helium balloon, yes.
He started on the ground, yes. This Zenith Willy,
yep.
And they had to blast him up there, right?
Well, he took a balloon up there, yeah.
And now he's at
120, I think, is what it was. And they basically say he jumped from space because there isn't like a barrier where you're like, oh, okay, I'm in space. It's kind of like a weird.
Right. It's just kind of a.
Yeah. And I think, really, like most people above that call a little more maybe space, but whatever.
Like, could he have gone a little farther?
I don't think so. I think the reason, like, he needed a heater, the heater wasn't working.
Outside of an aircraft, breaking the sound barrier.
I would say, oh, shit.
Yeah, 127,000.
I almost weighed twice the weight that I normally have, and it's very...
This motherfucker's 128,000 feet.
Did it just say he weighed half?
That's what it said, yeah.
What do you mean he weighed half?
Because he's so high up above the gravity, he only weighs half of what he normally does.
Man, I need to go up there and hang out. I'd be a fucking
Hey, guys,
buck.
I got my scale with me.
I'm 140 fucking pounds, bitches.
Twice the weight that I normally
have.
Same
mass, but...
And it's very difficult to do a perfect exit. Do not over-rotate.
Now you're worried about how the fuck I jump out.
Well, because he'll start spinning and shit. Oh. And the air's so thin that it's hard to stop that.
Rotating. There's no air that you can use to slow down.
Right.
Okay, John, we're ready. Okay, here we go, Felix. I'm going over.
Oh, yeah, fuck this.
Out of the way.
Nope.
because the air's so thin he's gonna fall super fast because there isn't much drag, so he's actually breaking the sound barrier by himself.
But it's like, how does he not die?
Well, he's got that giant suit on, but he's not going like 17,000 miles an hour. He's going, you know, maybe like 800-900 miles an hour.
I saw cars go 330 miles an hour this weekend, and it fucking nervous be like, yeah, no way.
Right.
Hold on, you guys are clapping now. Let's see if the motherfucker makes it.
Is that on helmet camera blitz?
Yeah.
He's got a bunch of cameras.
He's got 40 cameras on him.
It looked,
I mean, they don't want to miss the shot. They got backup cameras on 3 backup cameras on 15 fucking backup cameras.
Like everything's under control.
Well, I mean, you just don't have one camera when you're doing something like this, you stupid fuck. One GoPro Willy. I mean, they got like 36 fucking cameras. They got cameras on his balls, on his assholes, on his feet, on his fingers, on his head, on his back, on his shoes.
Now, he had done jumps before this from like 100,000 feet, so, or close to it.
Now, did they have an idea where he would land?
Yeah.
And after 34 seconds, I hit Mach 1, and I broke the speed of sound.
Was that him breaking it?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That was our goal. I wanted to be the first human outside of an aircraft breaking the sound barrier. Because of the fact that a lot of those scientists said prior to the jump, you're going to spin like crazy, and the other half said, we don't think anything is going to happen. I was mentally prepared.
Had he started spinning like crazy, he would have probably killed him.
Yeah, because he couldn't have been.
It would have just started spinning so fast.
Well, that had he deployed the chute, then it could have just got tangled the fuck up on a spin job, right?
Yeah, but it's like he'll have like a drogue chute that slows him down.
Spin, but I was hoping that I'm not gonna spin. Now, if you watch the next couple of seconds, you see at that moment it slowly starts to spin. It's getting faster.
Oh yeah, that's his body.
Yeah, that's him.
The problem is there's no...
You would have seen the trail of shit from me fucking
home. It'd be in your helmet because you're in a sealed suit.
I have a mouthful of shit right now.
There's nobody in the world telling you, listen, Felix, if this happens, you have to do this while the whole world is watching. Then I was trying to move my arms around a little bit, just maybe it does something. And then it stopped for a second, but now it starts getting... the opposite direction, you know, and then it really ramps up. At that moment, it's not about breaking records anymore. At that moment, it's all about survival.
Speed 600 miles per hour.
There's only one way for the blood to leave your skull, and that's through all the eyeballs. If that happens, you're gonna die.
Yeah, I mean, like when Tyler flipped in his USAC deal at MyTrack, he He had detached retinas.
Oh, but this if he keeps spinning, will start shooting blood out of his eyes.
That's no fun.
Yeah.
I had a chi whiz attached to my hand. The chi whiz is a device.
You had a cheese whiz? I can use some right now.
On some toast?
That it fires a drogue chute that pulls you out of that flat spin. That's why I put my hands in. The trick chi whiz, it's less chi. And now the chi whiz senses, oh, less chi, that means he's getting it under control. I turned around and I was stable as well. So when you look at my suit, you know, the more you fall, the more depressurized the suit gets. And here you can already see the suit flapping.
And now he's basically just free falling like a regular skydiver.
Now he's just like a crazy ass skydiver that went a little too high.
Yeah. But you'll see him land.
I bet he had a better landing than I did. But his fucking legs aren't torn up like
mine. No dog fucked his face.
No. With some surfer dude that's trying to get a fucking crack.
You look at the right corner, Luke was dropping some flares, and it gives me the perfect direction for the wings. Now this is a very important moment. Very first time after hours and hours inside that spacesuit that I'm breathing regular air. So now...
I mean, at this point, you fucking nailed it.
Yeah, and I don't think he landed like exactly where he was supposed to, but they still went and got him.
He gives a fuck.
I'm really happy
because...
Sorry, he didn't land where you're supposed to. I'm getting ready to take my lunch break.
Yeah.
The landing worked just perfect.
Well, good for him.
Yeah.
But that's 120,000.
These are the motherfuckers that came back this weekend.
Yeah, and so you're seeing this plasma cloud because of how fast they're going.
Of your screen, that is.
I just don't understand why the guy that went from 127, like, why didn't he burn up?
Because he starts out going zero, and at most he goes like 800 miles an hour.
Okay.
These guys are going 17,000 miles an hour.
Just okay, so you're
and
saying
the friction. It's the friction, basically, of them going.
So you're
through the
saying
atmosphere.
The problem isn't at 130,000 feet. The problem is at the way before that.
Well, the problem is the speed they're going.
Right.
It's not the height; it's the speed.
This Dragon endurance.
Well, where do they start gaining all their speed from?
The rocket that launches them. Because they're going around. Around the Earth at 17,500 miles an hour.
A different view.
Always.
Even though it doesn't feel that way, right?
No, they don't. It feels like they're going zero, basically.
This one, infrared.
That's how I.
But they're going 17,500. That's how fast a space station goes.
Recovery ship.
Always. Really?
As we were mentioning,
always.
All of those team members that are ready to recover the astronauts are on the ship. They're in position. It'll take just a little bit for them to move.
It's cool that they're right
it's
off
like
the coast.
A colonoscopy to me. They're looking at my ass.
And toward the capsule once it lands, but they all have a very important and distinct role to play, either retrieving the capsule or.
There you go.
All right, I'm going to just go from here. So double
main
parachute,
Willie.
Four, yeah, it's four.
Beep.
Now, this is all Elon Musk shit, right, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yep.
So you're saying that none of this shit is even the U.S. Such as U.S. Americans?
Well, I mean, it is, but it's SpaceX. It's not government.
Right. And if it is government, it's because they bought it from SpaceX.
Yeah, well, NASA signed a multi-billion dollar deal to send
to do shit like
this. Down.
So, yeah. Copy 1,000 meters.
See, they got it all lit up with
beautiful.
Copy 1,000.
Now, Blitz, what if they miscalculated and it landed like in Largo?
I was kind of hoping for that, to be honest, but.
It landed at Sponge's Teen Club.
Right.
Beautiful view there from
I mean,
that
the amazing thing to me is that they can say, like, days in advance, at 9:02, it's going to splash down right here, and it did.
Vessel of Dragon.
Yeah, you want to see they can't track your fucking...
Right.
...with those four healthy main parachutes.
All right, let's get closer here.
Tampa, we can see from the recovery vessels as they continue to track... Dragon Endurance.
200 meters, crew, brace for splashdown.
Now, Blitz, how hard do they hit the water? Pretty hard?
I think they're going about 16 miles an hour.
Oh, that ain't shit.
So,
copy,
no.
200 and brace.
I mean, we've fallen off our jet skis faster than that.
Yeah.
Commander Nicole Mann giving out that call as we are standing.
What's up, Nicole? Sorry.
Standing by for splashdown off the coast of Tampa, Florida.
They should have Tom Brady out there welcoming him. You know what I'm saying?
Come on down.
Yeah, he'd be in Miami.
Nah, Gene Caster would be the one doing it.
Yeah,
57 days in space.
SpaceX Dragon splashdown. Names have been released.
Now, I hope they got him on a real fucking good, fast, go fast boat.
So they send out a few guys first to check with, like, machines to make sure there's no... Because they use the... the jets they use have hydrazine, which is
as you can
toxic.
See on your screen, visual confirmation for splashdown.
So they're basically wearing like full suits, hazmat suits,
and,
go, and then they check and say, okay, no hydrazine, we're good.
Home. Looking forward to next time.
Looking forward to going to the dollhouse.
Dragon endurance.
Looking forward to the daytime Oz crew, bitches.
That'd be funny.
They rub dick.
They rub dick.
They do. They rub
God bless
dick.
Them.
They do. God
Someone's
bless.
Someone's got
you.
To.
You got to get a daytime girl that rubs dick.
Right.
That's what you got to do.
Mm.
I'll like that bitch.
I got. Yeah. Well, I'm gonna save her for tomorrow. I think.
Think she rubs dick?
Yeah. That's
you think it's a girl that does topless cleaning in Tampa and makes 300 hours?
Oh, this is from
tips.
Tampa. I didn't
yeah,
know that.
This is from Tampa.
Yep. Oh, okay.
Do you think it's just topless cleaning? Is there
probably
really...
not.
I bet you she just does topless cleaning. But like, why would you not just pay a real cleaning crew regular prices, come clean your house, and then go to the fucking strip club
or get some bitch to suck your dick for 300?
Exactly.
Those people are stupid.
Yeah.
Old dudes with money are fucking stupid. I got a shit bad.
Oh, I hope it's a good one.
Let it out.
I will.
Not in your chair.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.